8 past 5, cyclists and pedestrians share paths. Do we need speed bumps? They're being introduced near Claremont and Bayswell train stations and at Alfred Cove. Is it a good idea? 9221882, the Chief Executive of West Cycle is Matt Fulton, and he joins me on Perth Live. Matt, good afternoon.
G'day, Ollie. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Matt, the speed bumps, is this necessary to allow cooperation between pedestrians and cyclists?
Yeah, I think it's important to note that at this point in time, this is simply a trial. So the Department of Transport have been investigating different options of speed humps and different design techniques to implement around these three locations that you mentioned. The three locations are high potential conflict locations, so there's lots of pedestrian traffic, there's lots of cycling traffic. The gold standard is obviously to separate those two modes of transport apart, but that's going to take time and money. So this is a very short-term solution that the Department of Transport are looking at, and it is something that we support.
Okay. Is there a speed limit, Matt, for shared paths at the moment, or is that not enforced?
No, there's no specific speed limit, and our guidance to the cycling community is to always ride to the conditions. So there's going to be some areas where it's okay to get a bit of speed up where there's no pedestrians or other traffic around. However, when you're riding around train stations, cafes, etc., you need to slow right down, give the pedestrians the same respect that we demand from the motoring community, give them space, ring your bell, and make sure that we're all sharing together.
And Matt, from a cyclist point of view, speed humps designed to slow you down, are they frustrating, are they annoying, or you can continue to ride around a shared path and it does not make too much of a difference?
Yeah, these three trial locations aren't going to significantly change the world for any cyclist. It's a minor trial, it's a minor study to see what can be done. The Department of Transport are very supportive of cycling. They see the future and the benefits of cycling and increasing cycling. The state government's just announced last year $140 million over 4 years, which is a record investment into building new paths. So the Department of Transport is looking for a way to make sure that both modes of transport can get along. We don't see this being a significant issue for anyone in the cycling community.
Yeah, because it will obviously, as you say, there's so much money being invested in cycling. I don't think we're going to see a reduction in the number of residents in Perth deciding to not ride their bicycles. But if we're going to start putting in speed bumps, I'm assuming there might be a bunch of other questions that will come up for cyclists around responsibility and around, I hate to bring it up again, Matt, but the third party insurance. Because all of a sudden, are we not creating a few hazards on the footpaths?
Yeah, third-party insurance is a whole other topic, and I think a lot of these things are driven by emotions without actually understanding the facts. And from my point of view, if we can slow cyclists down in these specific locations and we can have better relationships with pedestrians, it's going to reduce the emotional outrage that we see on things such as social media, and that's why we support this. We want to see cyclists respecting pedestrians to create a more harmonious community and make sure, therefore, that we've got more people who are eventually get on bikes and use that as their form of transport. The whole discussion around the third-party insurance has got out of control. We've done some rough numbers on it. To generate the $500,000 a year that you'd need an insurance claims pool, the state's going to look at having to invest somewhere like $300 million every year. So there's no factual basis for a scheme like that. It's an emotional knee-jerk reaction.
All right, Matt. Thank you very much for your time today. Appreciate that.